Chrysler to Rubel, December 21, 1908. Sanitarium, P.O., California, December 21, 1908. Dr. Rubel, Secretary, Medical Department, General Conference of Seventh-day Adventist, Washington. Dear Brother, a few days ago, Elder W.C. White handed me your letter of the 29th ult, addressed to him, and outlining your views regarding the Paradise Valley Sanitarium and the attitude that should be sustained toward this enterprise by the Medical Department of the General Conference. Just before your letter came, a compilation had been made of some of the MSS and letters and official documents that tell the story of the establishment of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium and that reveal the motives of the founders of this enterprise. In this compilation, an effort had been made to use the material that would give the reader a good understanding of the whole matter, without bringing to his attention the dark chapters that we ourselves should be pleased to forget. It was hoped that the simple story, without any personalities, would in itself be evidence sufficient to convince one and all of the desire of the founders to make this a denominational institution, and also of the peculiar circumstances that have thus far made it impossible for the institution to be placed directly under conference control. Those who examined this compilation felt that it would meet the queries and objections that have been coming in ever since the sanitarium property was purchased. It was known while you, and some others, were already familiar with most of the facts. Some were not, and consequently were honestly perplexed to know what attitude to sustain toward the enterprise. And it was for the benefit of this class of readers that the compilation was prepared. But your letter reveals that the knowledge you have of the facts contained in this compilation does not lead you to understand the status of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium as we understand the matter. It is quite natural, you will grant, for us to wonder why you cannot see this matter in the same light in which we see it. The reading of your letter created in my mind a desire to place on paper some statements of facts that, I believe, have never been written out fully heretofore. And so, when returning the letter to Elder White, I told him of my fear that the real status of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium would never be clearly understood by some of our brethren in responsibility, until, first, there is placed in their hands what we might term the secret history of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. To this, Elder White replied that he had hoped the statement already prepared, the compilation referred to above, might answer. He disliked to go over, in detail, the dark chapters of experience in connection with the institution, and he still hoped that the general statement, in which an effort has been made to shield conference officials from censure, might meet the satisfaction. However, he told me further that if I still felt inclined to write out, for the information of a select few, a general statement, giving some of the inside history of the conditions surrounding the founding of the institution, and pointing out the reasons for certain movements, hard to understand, he would not wish to discourage the preparation of such a document. In the accompanying MS, I have tried to embody some facts that a select few ought to know. Inasmuch as you have not hitherto been in possession of all these facts, it is my conviction that we are at least partially responsible for the serious mistake you are making in your contention that the Paradise Valley Sanitarium should be regarded by conference officials and by our people generally as a private institution, and that it is the duty of the General Conference Medical Department to hold up before workers in that institution the fact that they are in a private institution, and that it would be in harmony with the General Conference Medical Department for them to secure employment in a conference institution rather than remain in a private institution. Were you in a position to know all the facts, you could not possibly write as you have written to Elder White. As pointed out in the accompanying statement, there are certain providences connected with our medical missionary work in Southern California that God is seeking to vindicate, and so long as wrong attitudes are taken by our leaders toward the Paradise Valley Sanitarium enterprise, God cannot vindicate His word as given through the Spirit of Prophecy. The reliability of the Spirit of Prophecy is directly involved, and it is the hope of enabling those in responsibility to understand Sister White's own position in this matter that has led to this preparation of a plain statement of facts regarding the establishment of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. For any statement you may question in this letter or in the statement of facts, you may hold me personally responsible, as the writing of this letter and the accompanying document has not been suggested by others. I am sending one copy to Elder Daniels and one to Elder Irwin, as leading officers in the General Conference. Also to the following members of the General Conference Medical Department, Drs. Kress Rand and Ledsworth. A copy is being placed in the hands of Elder White, inasmuch as it is your letter to him that has called forth this letter and statement. There is one paragraph in your letter to Elder White that lends courage to this effort to inform you more fully, namely, your assurance that you are willing to be convinced that your attitude toward the question as to the status of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium is not what it should be. This assurance on your part gives us confidence to believe that you will give the accompanying statement of facts a careful study, and that you will be led to make right decisions. We regret exceedingly that some of these facts were not placed on paper long ago, as we believe that if we had done our duty in this respect, you and your associates might have been spared much anxiety and heaviness of heart over some problems connected with the actual status of the sanitarium at Paradise Valley. With kindest regards, I remain, as ever, yours very truly, Clarence C. Chrysler.